I'm standing at a very fun stand, which belongs to the Met Office, where you can actually stand in front of a very, very modern style of blue or green screen, which doesn't have a blue or a green, activated by some kind of LEDs on the front of a camera. And you can be, like I was in my quick stream earlier on, a weatherman or a weather girl. And I've managed to collar the brains, who I was told to talk to today because he knows more about weather than anybody else here, Bernd Eggen.
Right. Hi there. Yes, you described correctly. The blue screen equipment lets you be a weatherman or weather girl. And the interesting effect here is that you can also look at the weather of the future. So not only can you sort of stand and predict what a typical summer's day is like right now in the UK, but you can also look ahead, like 40 years ahead, and look what Britain may hold in the future. So the figures that you can see there, so in the southeast, we may see up to 35 degrees on a hot summer's day. They come from the UK CPO9 climate projection, and the Met Office has basically, through the Hadley Centre, run climate computer models that have basically given those results.
I see a number 38 there, which looks and sounds to me pretty hot. What are we talking about humidity as well?
Humidity will go up as well, because when the air gets warmer, it can hold more moisture. And so, you know, we're getting lots more humidity coming off an ocean that is also warming up.
All I've done today is, and this last week, is sweat. It's not going to get any easier, is it? Unless, for all the wrong reasons, technology comes to our help. And I mean, I'm of the mind that maybe climate change of this magnitude is irreversible. But I'm guessing I'll be walking around in an air-conditioned jacket.
That may be what we need to do in future, and particular for vulnerable people, say the elderly.
Like I will be in 2050. Yeah. I'll be pretty old.
Yeah, like myself as well.
And we've you'll probably actually be dead, won't you?
Thank you. but we've done work, for example, for the Department of Work and Pension, advising them that maybe in the winters of the futures, they won't have much of the allowances to be paid out for cold weather, because winters will be milder, but that they should seriously think now about setting up a summer cooling allowance, you know, to allow elderly vulnerable people to afford soft air conditioning in these sort of hot and sweltering conditions of the future.
Wow, that is fantastic. So instead of an allowance for your coal or your gas, your heating in the winter, just switching that because of the way the world is going to an allowance to help people survive. A lot of people seem to die in the hot weather as it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you think back 2003, I mean, it was mainly sort of continental Europe, which had extremely high temperatures for, you know, several days, and temperatures didn't come down in the night. Now, you commented on that 38 degrees. I mean, this is, again, a sort of temperature that, if we see that here, if people don't adapt to keeping cooler in their homes, again, it could sort of lead to heat exhaustion, and we may see the sort of kind of death rates going up from heat strokes that we've seen in 2003. And in 2003, this was a very rare event. By 2050, this could be a 1 in 2 year event. So, and by 2080, it may seem like 2003 was a cool kind of summer.
Wow, that's where we all moved into the poles, I think. I think we have to start moving north. Now's the time to buy one of those vacant castles in Scotland, maybe.
Yeah, it's certainly true that at least in the sort of short run, the northern latitude, so this is like Scotland or Scandinavia, will have actually benefits from a changing climate, because the climate will become better for growing crops and stuff. But obviously, if things then carry on, then even those benefits, you know, by the end of the century, could be all but wiped out.
And then we've got to think about migration, massive migration of the population, where the already hot areas of the world become inhospitable, I imagine.
Yes. It's not just the heat. I mean, if you think of Bangladesh, which has very low-lying areas that are so large that it's impossible to sort of do something like we've done here with the Thames Barrier. And it'd be those people that will be displaced irreversible. And obviously, this will create potential conflicts. So it's one of the areas that the Met Office Hadley Centre is looking at. to look where in the world does climate change lead to potential either mass migration issues or water scarcity issues.
In your mind, is any of this reversible?
I think we can still work towards reducing the effects. So, I mean, this is, you know, Copenhagen coming up in December. If I think the governments of the world, if and humanity as a whole shows that they can decarbonize the economy, reduce emissions, then the worst effect of climate change can be limited. Some of the changes are already in the system from the emissions that are already out there, but the climate system will take, you know, 20, 30 years to adjust. But at the moment, we still have a chance to sort of stay on global temperatures within a 2 degrees increase. But this will require significant effort of now reducing emissions from fossil fuels and also stopping some of the land use changes, like cutting down tropical rainforest. And it's really, it has to be done in the whole world. The whole world has to sort of pull together on this. And Britain, in lots of ways, is sort of spearheading this. Obviously, very sort of cutting edge science going on at the Met Office, but also, you know, Department for Energy and Climate Change, and having introduced the Climate Change Bill, which is the first in the world. So we're hoping that other countries will follow this lead.
Is there a resource area on your website where people can find all of this information?
Absolutely. So if you go to the Met Office homepage, which is at www.metoffice.gov.uk, you then can sort of look under climate change. You can look under, you know, if you're interested in what's happening today, tomorrow, you can get weather forecasts as well. Some of the science will be explained there. There are guides of what you can do. We're linking with other sort of initiatives like Act on CO2, and that's the place to go.
metoffice.gov.uk. Well, thank you very much. Finally, is there any advice that you can give on how some of the elderly people that may be listening to this can keep cool? Do you guys give that kind of advice?
We do have a health part on the website, and when there is heat wave, we do actually give some sort of general kind of advice, or you know, at least talking about what the temperatures are likely to be like. The important things, and this I'm saying without having sort of proper medical trainings, but do try and keep cool, drink plenty of water. And keeping cool could mean that you sort of take a towel, make the towel wet, sort of press that against your forehead or something. Try to sort of keep cool and stay out of the sun.
Thank you very much. I will add one more thing that I kind of learned when I was in Africa for a while. Should you not have air conditioning, and should you not have much of a through draft coming down on your ground floor, open up one of your lower windows in the house, then open up a higher window in the house, and you get something called a chimneying effect, and you can pull the warm air out of your house. And I tried this with my grandmother, who's 85 years old, and it really does drop the temperature a little bit in the home, and I think that might help. I want to say thanks very much, not only for pointing us towards the resources, but making me wake up a little bit once again to well, I guess, scary possibilities of the future.
Okay. Yeah, thanks very much, Christian. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you.